Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and we're on our evening call on March the 8th. So welcome. It's March 8th. March 9th tomorrow is my mother's 90th birthday. So it's, yeah, with a big 9-0. So it's a big celebration for her. Yeah, so... and then our next call will be in 2 weeks on the 22nd, March 22nd. You can mark your calendars for that. So, yeah, I'm so glad that you could join us, Floyd and TJ, and hopefully other people might be joining us too. Yeah, Floyd all the way from Toronto, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So
representing Canada.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've got Tanya Anderson up there in Canada. Also, she's in... I think Calgary, yeah.
Okay, that's west.
Yeah, she's got the West Canada, and you've got Eastern Canada, so your territory. So that's great. Do you want to just fill us in on what you've been doing, Floyd, with your coaching, with soccer,
yeah.
I mean, with hockey?
Well, right now I'm in the peak of the playoffs, which is we're in the finals right now, the West Division. And we just had game one last night. We'll be playing game two tomorrow night. So we have to win 4 out of 7 in order to advance. And last night was a little bit of a struggle for our kids because, the kids are 12, 12-year-old kids. And they struggle with their mental focus, I would say, getting themselves game ready. And they certainly weren't in the zone last night. I had to challenge them constantly and after the game and so on. So a lot of my time in the evening is being taken up with these kids coaching on, I would say, it's almost like a full-time position that I run these kids at least 5 times a week on ice with games and practices. So currently that's what I've been doing and spending a lot of time on the phone with them in between games and getting them to think about what makes them, perform at their best. Again, I'm dealing with 12 years old, so they have a tendency to lose focus very quickly. You know, I get the 3-second rule with them, which is if I talk too long on a certain subject, their eyes start shifting. You know, their attention span is very short.
Yeah, you can talk for 3 seconds. The 3 second, they've got a 3-second attention span.
Yeah, it's three seconds. You have to be very specific to what you say. I have to use different sort of formats, which would be I use visual. You know, I'd have a board, for example, and I diagram a play, and then I'd have to go and demonstrate it and use some of the kids actually in the demonstration mode. And then drill them with it, and constantly repetition. Especially at this age, it's a challenge for a coach, to really get them focused. And that's where I spend most of my time. I find it is just on their focusing, and it's up and down all the time, right? So, last night, like I said, it was a struggle for them. Their mindset was somewhere else, and they couldn't put it in the game itself. So
what do you do as a coach in that situation to try to get them to refocus?
Well, I use different signals, right? One is trying to draw attention to them, picking out certain individuals when I see their eyes roaming. And the other thing, too, is when we're on the ice, say in a game situation, the unfortunate situation that I have at the arena that I'm playing at, the bench is there. And then in back of the bench, the player bench, is the parents. And all the parents are always eyes on their kids while I'm speaking to them. So they're looking up at their parents, right? And I see some of them drifting. So you constantly challenge with parents trying to be coaches as well, right?
Really?
Yeah, and I see it, right? Because I see their eyes shifting up and looking for, recognition and so on, so...
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got a lot going on at the same time.
Yeah.
The kids are, and the parents are having high expectations of you to say,
exactly.
Do the right thing.
Yeah.
And but the exciting thing is you advanced right from is it AA to AAA coach?
Yeah, well, that's next year. I'll be heading up AAA, and which is the, I guess, the elite level, where now the scenario is that the kids that I'll be coaching next year, in 3 years, they'll be available for the draft, and the draft will put them, say, into a junior position, so they'll be paying, let's say, like the next level, the next elite level, which could put them on a fast track to the pro level, right? So some of the kids have that opportunity to advance to the pro level, get drafted by NHL teams. Some of them may go on to college careers, and they'll spend 3-4 years at a college or university playing college while getting a free education. So there's a lot of opportunities at that level. So it gets a little bit more competitive in that way, very much so between the parents, the kids, and a lot of money is involved in this, both for the athlete and for the club itself. So that's what I'm taking on next year. Big challenge.
Yeah, it's exciting. At least you'd be playing at an elite level. You have more serious athletes and talented athletes. And, yeah, all of them have a chance to make the big time, right?
Yeah.
Either as a National Hockey League or in like you say, a scholarship to college.
Yeah. Well, it's the Canadian dream, right? Hockey is everything here.
Yeah.
look at the number of Canadians in the NHL all across the board, the United States, right? And the percentages is pretty high still. Right? There is, you're going to look at 80 to 90% of the players are Canadians, Canadian born, right? Playing for like the Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, and all these. And there's only like four or five Canadian teams now. The rest are all U.S. based.
Yeah, importing you guys, right, to the U.S.
Well, that's all we do up here, right? I mean, the numbers speak for itself. We only have a population of like 32 million people, but every kid that grows up on the block is introduced to hockey from an age of 5-6 years old, right?
Yeah.
It's very similar to baseball in the States or basketball or football, right?
Yeah. Kids here have more choices with different sports.
Yeah.
And there it's just mainly hockey is the big deal.
Well, climate. Climate has a lot to do with it because we have our winters here and, the frozen ponds and all that, right?
So you can play hockey just about anywhere, right?
Right. And that's where the backyard rink, that's where it all starts.
Yeah, all the way up to, making it to, being able to get $1 million contract or more for hockey, right?
Absolutely. It's available to anyone that wants it. If you want it, you go after it. It is possible. It is possible. Live your dream.
Yeah, that's great. That's exciting. I think I was going to talk tonight about a little bit about books and book titles and how to come up with a good topic for writing on. And, I'm sure you could write something on hockey for sure, the mental aspects of that. Yeah, and TJ, how about you? How's your coaching going? And do you have any questions?
No, I've actually been really busy with my massage practice.
With what practice?
Trying to work on this book.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Can you talk a little bit louder?
Yeah. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. My practice has been super busy, and then I was out of town for 2 weeks, and I've just been trying to focus on the book and trying to get some chapters written, and I'm still having a hard time trying to figure out what form I want the book to take because I've got the mental aspects of injury recovery and I've got the physical aspects and, there's a lot. And so maybe I need to be writing 2 books. I don't know. It might not work in 1 book. But mostly I just need to get stuff down on paper. And so I'm looking for a little inspiration tonight.
Yeah.
Give me some.
Okay. Sure. That sounds great. Yeah. So, and I think, that's you know, that's what the stumbling block is for a lot of people is, yeah, trying to figure out what the contents, or figure out where to start and what the content's going to be, and that there's so much material out there and so much you want to say, and everyone's trying to write the book, you know, like the War and Peace or something,
right.
You know, something really, you know, the book that makes the statement, you know, for all mankind, or...
That's all I want to do. but yeah, so Floyd, my book is on injury recovery because I'm a massage therapist.
Oh, nice.
And I'm trying to pull in sort of the, I work with a lot of athletes and most of them are injured. That's why they come to see me. So I'm trying to pull in kind of the mental stuff and how important that is because I've been injured myself for a long time. And so that's what the book is. But again, I'm trying to, you know, maybe that it's two books, but I don't know.
And I think the important thing there is how to come back from an injury, you know, and to elevate your game to that level again, right?
Yeah, and to not get so discouraged.
Right.
Really easy when you're injured to just say, well, screw it all. You know,
get depressed, yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'll get depressed. I'll gain a bunch of weight. I'll, you know, start drinking, you know.
Yeah, just have some,
a lot of, like,
go on the chocolate pie diet.
Yeah. No, the coping mechanisms are really, really interesting, and I've seen them all, and I've done quite a lot of them myself, so maybe that should be a chapter.
Yeah, exactly. And, TJ, you're a massage therapist, just to let Floyd know. Yeah, TJ's coming from the massage therapist background. And so, you've got to know a lot about athletes being injured, for sure. That's been your life's work here. And so this is fantastic that you're writing about it. So, one thing you can do is I think people are, first of all, the market is, I think looking for shorter books these days. So that's good news that you don't it doesn't have to be a War and Peace or this huge work. You can start off with a shorter book and think of it as maybe a series of books. You could do... think of if you were to do one topic that's maybe, it could be even as short as 20 pages or 50 pages, or just 100 pages kind of thing. But it doesn't have to be longer than 100 pages. And if you have lots of photographs and exercises to do, that takes up room too. So, think of it as a chunk, you know, just what's a manageable chunk that you could write about. It could be, and if it's, it could be the physical aspect of injury recovery and then the mental aspect, or you could pick out one, say specifically for runners, is that mainly the target audience you're thinking of?
Yeah, runners and triathletes,
Yeah, so runners and triathletes, putting that in the title I think would be really good, in the subtitle or title, so that you have both, so you're really gearing it toward that audience and, things that people can do themselves. And then you could think of different body parts and put those in different chapters. But if you can think of it this way, that the, think of a bicycle wheel. Most people, there's your message and there's the market. And if you think of a bicycle wheel and picture the hub of the wheel as your message, or your book title, your book, or what it is that you want to say, and then the outside of the wheel is the is your market, the rim of the wheel, and the outside is your market, the people that you want to sell your book to and get your message to, and then the spokes of the wheel is the media, how you're going to get your message out to the market. The mistake that most people make is that they think, just have a message and think, okay, or I'm just going to sort of, they craft their message just in, all alone without doing any kind of research or not finding out what the market really wants. But, and then later, put it out there. You say you write a book but you put it out there and find out it doesn't sell because maybe that's not what the market was looking for. So if you can think of it as first going to your market, finding out what is the market searching for, what do they want, and then trying to tailor your message to that market, then you'll know if your book is titled is going to sell before you write it, and you'll be confident that you have the best book title and have a good message to market match. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
You guys?
It does. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, bicycle wheel.
When I mention the books to people, they're like, "Yes, what's taking you so long? Why have you been writing this?" Okay.
Yeah, so that's a good sign.
A lot of people seem really interested in it because I think the mental aspects of things are just now kind of becoming recognized by people. Like, it's not just about getting your Achilles tendon back functional.
Yeah.
But all the stuff that went on in your head right after the injury or accident, you know, during your rehab, the setbacks that you had during your rehab,
Yeah. And, of course, I just went through that bicycle accident that I had in September, yes. So I went through that whole thing.
Yes. And I need to interview you for my sometime.
Yeah, that would be great. I was going to say I'd be happy to be,
okay.
You can interview me, and that would be great. I could success story for you. And that's one of that's one of the fastest ways to write a book is actually interviewing other people and then interviewing yourself or just talking into sort of write with your mouth rather than writing with your mouse. If you can think of it that way, your mouth speaking as opposed to your mouse, your computer mouse. So if you can, because your mouth speaks a lot faster than your mouse. On the computer, usually we speak about 4 times faster than we type, and if you type really slow, then we speak about 10 times faster than we type. So except if you're in Texas, and then it's 20 times faster.
Yeah.
I always say that. And people talk slower there. y'all. No, it's not that bad. So if you can have your message and, you can, one of the best ways is to just, pick a topic each morning and just, talk into a microphone. You can use Audacity that we've used before speak about one particular topic or you can use Dragon, Dragon voice recognition software, which is you can get online there. It's Dragon Dictate for Apple computers or Dragon Naturally Speaking, it's called for PCs. Or any kind of recording device that you have. And think of like questions. If you think of maybe, if you've got 10 topics with your book that you want to write, think of 10 topics that you might want to talk about, and then think of a question for each one. Like, why do people get injured, or what are three tips to helping people to recover quickly from injury? And, I made up that big long checklist that I wrote out that's available, on our website there too, on the Performing Edge Coach website, the injury recovery checklist, which is the way that I recovered from my bike accident. So that was a way to, I had so much stuff I had to think about. I thought I better put this down on a checklist for myself, and then other people could use it too. So yeah. That's one, like Floyd, for your, if you were thinking of a title or a topic to write about, what would that be? What do you think?
I think is where I've spent a lot of my time, in the last 13 years with these youth, going back to how to get them focused again, working on your mental game. That's probably where I would focus in on, the power of the mental game, right, and getting yourself game ready.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough area to deal with because I think it's somewhat immaturity, maturity, the level that they go through, right,
uh-huh.
And their peer pressure, right, and how does it relate to their peak performance and game time.
Yeah, so that would be a great topic, the mental focus, and you could ask yourself lots of questions. A really good way, too, is to get interviewed yourself, just write out a bunch of questions. you know, what happens when you lose focus? How do you regain that focus and those kinds of things? And then take one question each to a family member or friend or, you know, someone in your office there or someone else and just say, yeah, can you interview me about this question? And then just talk into a voice recorder of some sort and just put, you know, get your thoughts down. If you're actually talking to another person, then you usually go deeper into the topic. And that person, right. Yeah, that person can give you follow-up questions and say, wait a minute, I didn't understand this term. What did you mean here? Or can you say more about this part here? And can that person can draw out more information from you. And can, yeah, they can clarify the parts that aren't real tight at that time. So, So just you might be thinking about that. And I wanted to give you a little way to do book research so that you can, you know, when we have that bicycle wheel, so you can get your message, you know what the market is asking for and searching for. Before you write your book, and then you can, you know, have that the message, get the right message in your hub, you know, that really has a great message to market match. So there's three or four steps, and I'll, you know, put these in the members area too, so you can think of it, use them there. The first one is to, well, for your book title, too, if you're thinking of a book, the book title itself should be short, 3 to 5 words, you know, using main keywords of some sort. Like mine is, you know, Your Performing Edge, something like that that's catchy. That it's, it says exactly what the book's about. And then the subtitle, that can be longer. The subtitle gives the promise of the book, what it will do for your audience. So you want to try to have some kind of benefit in there. So, for instance, like with my book, Your Performing Edge is the title, and then the subtitle is The Complete Guide, Mind-Body Guide for Excellence in Sports, Business, and Life. So that kind of tells what it's all about. And, you know, so you want to you're writing for two sets of eyes. You're writing for Google eyes, and you're writing for human eyes, right? Because you want something that's appealing to your audience, to real people, of course. And you also want to get your keywords, those words that people are searching on Google and Amazon, to so that you can actually get your book found by your target audience. So the first step is there's a website called SEO Book. If you're on your computer, you can try going there. It's SEObook.com. SEO stands for, of course, Search Engine Optimization. And so, and that's a real common word these days, you know, that everyone's wanting to get search engine optimization means, you know, you're using words that people are searching in.
Keywords
that which are, you know, just words that people are typing into their computers when they go to the search box of Google or Amazon or any of the major search engines like that, Bing or Yahoo. So if you and you can do this now or later, if you go there and type in SEObook.com, it takes you to a website there. It says SEO Book, and there's it's a free website there, it's a free tool. If you click on Tools there on the blue bar, and then right below that, there's a in that little box there, you'll see Keyword Tool, second one down. And if you click on that, it takes you to another page there that says SEO Book Keyword Suggestion Tool. So that's where you want to go to try to do your book research. And this is very specific to books and what people are searching on for books. So it's very helpful. And so you can get a free account right there. And you just click on that register to get a free account. It only takes a second to sign up. And then you can put in your words, you know, your keywords that you are thinking of using and see how many people are searching on those.
Okay.
So if you've got something like, some really something that seems cool, but then you write it, you type it in, and you find out nobody's searching on that, then you think, well, maybe I should change it to, you know, some words that more popular words that people are searching on, like you know, like with my book, with your, I never did this kind of this. Well, this kind of research wasn't available 10 years ago when I first wrote my book. And your performing edge, I mean, it has a nice sound to it, but a lot more people are searching on like performance than performing. Or if they search on performing, they're looking for performing arts, that kind of thing, ballet and all of that, which is not necessarily the audience that I wanted to target. So, you know, if I had it to do over again, maybe I'd think of the word performance as opposed to performing. Let's try a book title to do a little bit of research and just as an example. So either one of you want to give me a couple of words, what your keywords are or what you're thinking of as a title you might use as a title.
Yeah, something about, I mean, injury recovery or recovering from injury.
Okay. Injury recovery. Okay. I don't know if you want to take a moment to, you know, sign up for a free account there or if you can, or you...
I can't get on the...
Oh, okay, that's right. So there's another... Okay, that's right. And do you have one too?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
You know what I'm thinking? That journey. I'm thinking how to get your mental focus and build your child towards getting to the NHL. It had to be something around that line.
Build your child toward what?
Yeah.
Oh, NHL?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
That's where you'd catch people, right? Because it's getting that fast track, how to get your child to the NHL, mental focus, right?
Yeah, okay, so that's good, yeah. And you might want to put the NHL part, closer to the both things. You can play around with it, with mental focus as being the first part, or NHL... about, you know, NHL kids or something, you know, just play around with those different words to see what people are typing in.
Yeah.
So with the SEO, that book keyword research tool, you want to, once you get in there, once you look at that, you want a keyword phrase that has this number of searches in the range of 200 to 200 searches or so per day is a good range. And that way you can be in a niche where you can dominate it or be noticed. If it's really low, if there's only, say, one person or two people searching on it per day, then it's, you know, it's showing you that there's not too much there in those particular keywords. But yeah,
you can use this prior to, say, choosing a website name or anything. Is that a good tool to use?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Floyd, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. So this is, for like a domain name for a website would be a really great to use this tool too. Sure. Because it's the kinds of words people are searching on that they want to know about. And you might find, and it gives you suggestions of other phrases that you might not have thought of. So, so 220 to 200 in that range is a good number of searches. If you type in something like weight control, you probably find a million searches per day, something, because that weight control is a huge field. Yeah, but you know, if you're working in the area of weight control, say weight control for kids or a specific type of weight control, if you have different phrases around that narrow it down to a particular niche within the niche, then you've got a much better chance of being noticed within that niche. If you find a phrase that's got... go ahead.
I have a question. If people are searching for, like, injury recovery, and I think I looked on Amazon and stuff, and there are books already with those two words in it, but is there, like, a copyright thing that we have to worry about, or is it enough that our subtitle is different and that's going to differentiate us? You know, because I'm sure, you know, if you wanted to call your book Weight Loss, you know, there's a bunch of books out there with that title. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just concerned that, because injury recovery... recovery, there's not very many different ways I can say that.
There's not many what?
So there's not very many different ways to say that, you know, to be that people are going to be looking for, like, I want to recover from an injury. So I'm just wondering, like, does it have to be absolutely different from any other book that you find?
Yeah, no, that's a good question, TJ, and there's legally, first the rule is that there's no, you can't cannot copyright a title, so even though someone else has a title, you can still use the same title. And you might use a same title but to have a different subtitle type of thing, because there's a million ways that you could put words together in a subtitle.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. It's advisable that you don't want exactly the same title as somebody else. If somebody had injury recovery, how to recover from a injury if you are a triathlete or something, and then you had those exact same words, it would people might be confuse your book with someone else's book. But there's but if you make the subtitle completely, different. Yeah.
So the subtitle is where we can really distinguish our book from everyone else's, but in the search engine, they'll Google injury recovery, and a bunch of books might come up.
Yeah, your book could come up along with a bunch of others, yeah. And then you can make your you can make your title catchier, and if your cover looks really good, and the content, like on Amazon, they can actually do that look inside, so they can look at the table of contents. So if you make your titles of your table of contents, your chapter titles really good, that's really important, then your book will look a lot more appealing. And there's also the word healing, of course, which is big there too. You could say, healing injuries from recovery, or healing from injuries. I mean,
and I'd kind of like to get the word athletes in there, because that's really what the book is for.
Yeah, that would be great.
But
so
I don't know if that belongs, like the injured athlete, or injury recovery for athletes, or.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I have to play around and Google all of the possibilities.
Yeah. So let's work on that right now. We'll do to show you how to do the research. So the first tool is the SEObook.com website, and you can do that, later. And then the second one is the Google keyword tool. That's where it shows you what people are actually typing into Google, which is really important as well. And it's got a kind of a long link. It's hard to say over the phone. So there's a forwarding link here. It's called alexkeywords.com. So if you type in Alex, the name Alex, and then keywords, plural, alexkeywords.com, then that will take you to the Google keyword tool, and it's free, and it just is an easy way to get there. You can also just Google it, that Google keyword search tool, but this is just an easy way to get there. And then if you, it'll take you to the website. It'll take you to Google, says Google AdWords, but it's basically to just find words that people are typing in. So I'm there right now at Google AdWords or the Google keyword tool. So let's type in, let me just do that here, injury, let's see, recovery. Injury recovery. Yeah, and it's better to just type in a couple words first and just see what comes up. Recovery. There we go. And then you have to, the first time you're on the site there, you have to type in a word that, gives you that little script at the bottom to show that you're not you're a human, not a robot kind of thing. Sometimes they're so hard to read, it's ridiculous, those words. But anyway, I'm typing that in right now. And then, so I've got injury recovery at the top, and then on the left-hand side, it says match types, and there it gives you an example of broad or exact. So it's good to check the little box that says exact on the left-hand side, so that way it gives you more of an exact phrase and exactly what people are typing in. And then you hit the search button there, and then it will give you how many searches, global monthly searches, there are, how many people are typing it in every month. So when I typed in injury recovery, we see there's 49,500 month global searches. So that's a lot. So that's good. It means that a lot of people are typing that in. And so it's a good number. It's not too low and not too high. And then if you go down the list there, it gives you all kinds of other suggestions, too, all the different things that you might not have thought of. Or this could be like, you know, all sorts of different books for you, TJ. And I know Sue Hasker is also, you know, working in the area of injury recovery, and Lauren Beck in West Virginia. So they were on this morning on our call. So, you know, like it looks like injury recovery, there's brain injury recovery, knee injury recovery, back injury recovery, groin injury recovery. So you could muscle injury recovery. So it, you know, goes on and on, shoulder injury recovery, spinal, brain, it goes all of hamstring. You know, you could have a whole book just on, you know, one body part kind of thing. Sports injury. There's sports injuries. That has 135,000 searches a month. Sports injuries.
Wow.
So that's a good word to think about. You know,
sports injuries.
Yeah, sports injuries. And then injury. So let's put in injury recovery for athletes, and then I'll hit the search button on that and see.
Okay.
What comes up there? Injury recovery for athletes. Huh, interesting. No searches for those, that specific phrase, but then all the other ones that we came up before. So interesting that people aren't...
Oh, that's a really interesting tool.
Yeah, that people aren't typing in that specific phrase, but when you get injury, if you just put injury recovery, then 49,000 are typing that in. So that would still be okay for a book title, because then you just add the part for athletes. But if you...
Right, so the subtitle would talk about runners and athletes.
Yeah, or you could make it in the title, injury recovery for athletes, and then subtitle how to recover quickly. From an accident or injury, or you know, of 10 top ways to really accelerate your recovery. Accelerating healing is a really good word too. Accelerate your healing. So so those are all kinds of things you can think about there. And then while we're there, let's see. I was thinking of Floyd. Are you there?
Yeah.
So let's type in. I don't know. Are you on your computer, Floyd?
Yeah, I just put it on the iPad here.
Yeah, so you could type in, you know, did you try that alexkeywords.com?
I tried it here, and I'm getting all kinds of different stuff coming up under it.
It's Alex, A-L-E-X,
yeah.
And then keywords, plural, keyword, K-E-Y-W-O-R-D-S.com. So if you type that in alexkeywords.com.
It's plural for keywords?
Yes, plural with the S at the end.
Okay, keywords.com here.
Yeah, then it let's type in, what was it, focus, or mental focus. NHL or something. Or just type mental focus in and see what it what comes up there. Mental focus, 9,900, yeah, almost 10,000 searches a month for that specific keyword. When you type, and you want to, did you find it okay there, Floyd?
No, because I'm getting all kinds of different sites coming up under Alex keywords.
Huh, weird.
When I Googled it, I have like all different sites here.
Don't Google it. Just put it, type that exact part into the top, into the browser. Your browser at the very top with no spaces, just as if you're typing an exact website, alexkeywords.com. You know, not in the search box, but at the very top. See if that comes up for you. So when I do that, it comes up with mental focus and 9,900 searches, so that's really good. And then there's all kinds of mental focus exercises, mental focus techniques, mental focusing, focus and concentration. It's got 22,000 searches a month, and improved mental focus. All kinds of how to focus your mind. So lots of people are typing in all those kinds of phrases here. Focus supplements, focusing pills, how to focus better. 12,000 people are searching on that every month.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So, and then if you go mental focus for NHL, let's see, search on that and see. No, not that no one's typing that specific phrase. Then it gives a bunch of stuff on sports psychology and other topics there. So all kinds of things, how to improve confidence. Yeah, but you could play around with that to see.
Yeah.
Did you get there okay?
Yeah, I got fine keywords.
Okay, yeah. So you can type in different things there, mental focus for young athletes.
For youth sports or youth athletes.
Yeah, youth sports, mental focus for youth sports. And then search on that and see what comes up. Yeah, so then you've got all kinds of, brings up a lot of sports psychology stuff. Youth sports articles, parents in youth sports gets 1,300. So, yeah, lots of stuff there. Sports parents, 9,900, almost 10,000 searches a month on sports parents. Mental skills training, 2,400. So those are some ideas for you for titles there. And then the third type of search you want to do is, of course, Amazon. So let's go back to TJ, your topic again. Okay, so if we go to Amazon, go to Amazon.com, this is really important. Once you get some of the phrases, you find out what they're typing in on the SEO book tool and then the Google keyword search, then you go to Amazon because that's where people are actually going with their wallets and their wallets open and typing in the topics that they want. So under search says all departments. You want to put in books. So select books for what department it is. And then on the right-hand side, just to the right of that, you want to type in your keyword phrase. So let's type in injury recovery. And you want to, the best thing is to just type in one word at a time, or type in one word and then just see what comes up. Before you type in the whole phrase, because it will go, Amazon's really good also about giving you other phrases, suggested phrases that people are also typing in. So if I just type in injury, so that's a really good trick. If you type in the whole thing, it may not give you, you know, other suggestions. So first type in like just injury, and it gives me injury prevention. So that's another, you know, possible title. That could be a title of a book, or it could be a subtitle, or it could be, you know, one of your think of chapter titles too, you know, within the book.
Yeah.
So injury, yeah, prevention, injury time, injury prevention for children and adolescents. So
how to win your personal injury claim.
What's that?
How to win your personal injury claim.
Oh, yeah, that's from an attorney. Huh? Yeah. In case you were in an accident or something, then that really complicates things. You've got not only your injury to deal with, but you got, you know, this other car insurances to deal with.
I need a chapter on that too. So.
Yeah, it gives you more ideas because that's people are really. I mean, a lot of say cyclists, you know, like me. If I was out there, if I had, you know, gotten run into by a car, then I'd be dealing with that too. How to, you know, if you win your injury claim, then people have more money to pay you, TJ, right, for the massage.
Right. Yeah, and one of my best triathlete clients is a personal injury lawyer, so he can help me write the chapter.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, how to win your personal injury sports claim could be a topic, or a one of your chapter titles. So, yeah, there's injury afoot, injury rehabilitation.
Injury afoot?
Injury afoot.
Really a title?
Yeah, I mean, it's just something somebody's typed in before. Injury afoot. Like, I guess there's a word called afoot.
Yeah, a word. Okay.
Kind of funny. Here's one. Injury afoot. 30 things you can do to relieve plantar fasciitis. So there's a 30 things you can do to relieve whatever, then you add your body part or to relieve your something, your pain, your injury, your, 30 things you can do to get your body back out on the road. So, and then there's one here that says injury facts. So that would be a good hook to get people into your book, injury facts of some sort, Fact is, most athletes don't want to go to the doctor. That's a good fact. Probably right. Fact. Fact, most athletes don't want to be told you've got to rest.
Exactly.
You've got all kinds of facts like that that you've experienced over the years, right? So then if we type in injury recovery, the full two words there at Amazon, then we come up with the first book is that comes up is Smoothies for Runners. That's funny.
Smoothies? Smooth, like the drink?
Yeah, like the drink, I guess. Smoothies for runners. makes me hungry. It's got a big glass.
Chapter on smoothie recipes. I don't know.
Yeah, it's got a picture of a runner and then running along with and having a drink of something there, of a smoothie. And then there's the next book is I Can't Remember Me, Recovery After Traumatic Brain Injury. It's funny. So all kinds of...
Well, that sounds like, there's a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, so when I type... Well, the good news is when I type in injury recovery, there isn't a book that comes up right away that says injury recovery. So it means that... Hopefully that book title, that book title might be yours or, might be just fine. Because if there was one that was, a book title like that, it would come up first, I would think, right there. Like when you type in Your Performing Edge, my book comes up. So, God, that's really good news, TJ.
All right, it's mine then.
Yeah, so you got that gives you... That gives you but you got to get it out up there before somebody else does, right?
Right.
So that gives you an incentive.
Okay, I'll start.
Get to kick butt here.
Yeah.
So that's a great. And then if we type in injury recovery for athletes, then we come up with the athlete's guide to recovery. But that's just regular recovery. It doesn't say injury recovery. And it says the subtitle is Rest, Relax, and Restore for Peak Performance. So this gives you some ideas of titles and subtitles. Then there's Enhancing Recovery, Preventing Underperformance in Athletes, Sports Lover's Guide to Recovery. So there's lots of, books on various things here, but there's no book title for that, which is good. So that's like injury recovery for athletes. So I would definitely write that down. That could be, that's great news for you. Yeah, and if you put in, play with the words, recovery from injury, just do different things. But now that's really good news. Now how about your book title, Floyd?
Yeah, I'm looking, and I was looking at different mental training, mental performance, and you get a whole different sort of things when you just by one different word that you put in.
Yeah, it's funny. I just wrote in the word just mental, and the first thing that comes up is mental floss. Mental flossing your brain. So.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
But mental, mental training. Is then there's when you type that in, there's other suggestions. There are mental training for runners, mental training for athletes, mental training in shooting, mental training for martial arts, mental training of soccer. How about mental training for NHL? Let's see if there's anything there.
Or hockey, maybe hockey.
Or, yeah, hockey.
Yeah.
For hockey.
I got peak performance, mental training technique, world's greatest athletes. Mental training for peak performance.
Yeah.
I put in mental performance, and I just...
Yeah, that's really good news for you, Floyd, that when you put in mental training, I don't see anything really on hockey, except, well, at the very bottom, it's his results for mental training for hockey. There's one that says complete conditioning for hockey.
For hockey? But, I know that book. I know that, yeah.
But it's not specific to mental training, it looks like.
Yeah, it's actual physical training.
Yeah. So there's no like expert out there that's writing on mental training for hockey. That's great news.
Yeah, you don't find a lot of books on hockey. You don't find a lot.
Yeah, so that's the whole world is
really good.
That's good news for both of you.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, we gotta start writing.
Yeah, this is like digging for gold here, finding treasures. When you find a great title and you type it in, and then you find that nobody else has that title, I mean, that's like goosebumps start to form on me here. You know, so, and I'm...
Can you tell us what the fourth thing is? Because I have to leave in like 5 minutes.
What's that?
Another meeting. I have to leave the call in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Can we get to, I'm dying to know what the fourth thing is.
What sports thing? What thing?
The fourth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the fourth thing to do. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Is So the fourth thing to do is once you get your with Amazon titles, you want to just type in your first two words like that. Yeah, and then you want to go down. One other thing with Amazon, you want to go down, pick a book there that you like the title, and then click on it, and then go down to product details. You search down a couple times, and you'll see underneath reviews, editorial reviews, you'll see product details, and you want to look at the overall book ranking. Number one is the best, and you want to find a book that's, you know, if you find the book title is like optimal is less than 100,000, like there's millions of books on Amazon, but if you find something that's ranked between 1 and, 100,000, then you know that it's selling well, so that topic is selling well. If it's way up there at 500,000 or a million, then you know it's not selling as well. So that's good to know. And then the fourth thing to do is once you have let's say you've got 10 titles, you know, come up with 10 or 12 proposed book titles and put them on a list. And then email that list to your friends and family and, you know, potential buyers of your book, clients. And you want to have them rank the book titles from 1 to 10. So make sure you specify that, like, 1 is the number 1, the best, that they like the best, and 10 is the worst, and or 15, however many you've got. And have them go through that process of ranking it. And if you get, say, 10 or 15 people to do that, you'll get a real sense. That's how I came up with the title for Your Performing Edge, because everyone seemed to like that one the best. So don't ask them just to pick one title, but ask them to rank them, so that way you get a real sense of which titles are people like the best. Do that process for the title, and then you can do that same process for the subtitle. And so, and then you can always ask them for at the bottom, say, are there suggestions? Please give me suggestions for other things, other titles you might think of, so they or edit them. So they can come up with your titles and then, you know, switch them around and say, well, I like it to put the words this way. And you might come up with some real winners of other people to think of things. So that's a great way to do market research with actual potential readers and buyers. So you're doing your research on Google to find out what people are searching on with the SEO book tool and the Google keyword tool, which is, you know, you can find through alexkeywords.com, and then Amazon, and then you've got your find out what's actually selling there, and then try not to just totally exactly duplicate someone else's title. But for both of you, it sounds like the titles you want are not taken, so you got to go for it.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then
all ours, Floyd. It's all ours.
That's right. Yeah. So I'm excited for both of you.
Well, that's a lot to think about, as usual.
Yeah, so you've got a little system here, and I'll put this in the members area too there, then do your market research, come up with your 10 to 12 titles, send them out to people, and you'll know what kind of titles people really like. So, yeah, so your homework is to go ahead and do that this week and next couple of weeks here and, come up with, your titles or, 10 to 12 of them, send them out to your friends and then see what you come, do this process with the three keyword tools here. And then we'll be meeting again on the March 22nd. So, you can report back what you think. All right?
Good.
Okay. Good.
Yep.
Get to work.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds great. Right. So thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Joanne. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, all right.
That's a lot of good information there, a lot of research tools I never knew existed. So
yeah. It's
good.
All right. Well, that's great. Yeah.
All right. Well, nice to meet you, Floyd. And maybe we'll see you on the next call.
Hopefully, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Joanne. I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good week. Thanks.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Good night.
All right. Good night, Floyd.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
And well, it was great talking with you up in Canada.
I'll talk soon.
So, you're doing great. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good evening. Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Good night.
Bye now.